You know, I was thinking, if I had the ability to freeze myself and skip 2020, I would do it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know why. Corona. And the zombie apocalypse coming up, I guess.
Yeah, if you want to learn more,
schedule it for this fall.
If you want to learn more about the zombie apocalypse, stay tuned.
Guys, we got another great podcast for you. Talking about Joe Rogan getting in his big deal with Spotify. And that's about it. No, we definitely go in on giving Joe Rogan quite the jerk off.
Yeah, no, we jerk him off pretty
quite the
far.
Professional jerk off, you know, going to keep it civil.
Into this episode, yeah.
And a lot of that, and then a lot of good movie recommendations. So
movie, sure television show.
Stay tuned there to the end to check out those. And
are you telling me that we podcasted for an hour, and the only thing that we have to offer the people is jerking off Joe Rogan and television shows?
Well, I definitely hate it on the freaking dance app.
TikTok
that's for
right,
a while.
That's right.
Which you can listen to that. I'm so tired of all the dancing on TikTok. It just gets so old. There's only so much you can do two-dimensional dancing.
Yeah, we'll dive into
but
that.
But yeah.
Also, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, we wish Daniel, the guy that we always try to get on our podcast but never successfully
never
have.
Never does. He has told one story before.
We're very thankful for that.
We need to sound clip that one and do something with it. Anyways, yeah, that's all I got. Maybe we should just...
Let's just jump on into it, guys. Enjoy the podcast. Please put your seats in the upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler... Welcome back to another podcast.
Welcome back, folks.
My name is Seth.
My name is Tyler.
And we are here for yet another podcast. Very exciting.
We're here. We're queer. We're ready to go.
First. No.
Wait, I'm sorry. Maybe no. I'm just tired. I don't know.
I'm not sure where that's coming from.
I'm just tired. I don't know.
But yes, we are back with another podcast. This week, we're consistent. First week of consistency. Let's see if we can keep that up every week.
All right. Hold on. Two times is not consistent, okay?
It's 1 week of consistency.
Okay.
It's not
consistency.
Yeah, you're right. After next week, I'll say it's consistent.
That's literally just two times in 1 week, all right?
Guys, we're going to start. We're planning to come back regularly. We got a time we can meet, and my sleep pattern is not jacked up, and Tyler is... Trying to cope with all his hours working.
Your sleep pattern is actually very nice right now, huh?
It's not bad at all. I got to keep it this way. And
so what are you,
and
what
having
are you,
to be here at noon will
what
definitely
do?
Help it.
What are you sleeping right now? What are you doing? Like, what's your pattern?
I went to sleep close to midnight last night.
Okay.
And then woke up at like 9.
Whoa, normal human.
Like a normal
watch
human.
Out.
Yeah, watch out, world. I'm here.
How does it feel?
Feels good. I feel pretty good. Had some coffee and that's it. Like,
now have you
make eggs and toast, but I didn't make.
Have you ever been on this sleeping pattern before?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been on every sleeping pattern you can imagine. Well, mine fluctuates every 2 weeks.
Okay. Just curious. Nala, quit being a jackass.
All right, crazy Nala. Nala the dog is back to her scratching ways over there.
She
doesn't like when we do the podcast. She knows that complete attention is not on her. Like 100%.
She has really bad allergies.
Really?
Yeah. And like apparently nobody ever did anything about it when she lived with my mom.
She's definitely a reject dog. She definitely has her issues.
She's got really bad allergies. We got some stuff we're taking care of you, huh?
There's a lot of dog owners that would have just put her down years ago.
For sure.
Not able to interact with other dogs. And I say that kind of in a joking way, but it's like partway serious because she does have her issues. She can't interact with other dogs. She'll bite other humans if she's not introduced to them properly.
Did I tell you what happened with her one time?
No, what happened with her?
Did I tell you the story about how I had to almost kill a dog?
I think so. I think you. Did you tell that on the podcast? You might have even told that on the podcast.
I don't remember if I...
Here, we'll throw it at us again.
This would have been The only way I would have mentioned it would have been last episode.
Oh, really? It yeah. just happened?
Yeah, this just happened like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I didn't tell you about this?
It sounds familiar.
All right, so I had to, well, every single morning before I go to work, every single night before I go to work, I take Nala outside. We're not going out right now, sorry. I take her outside, and I let her do her thing right before I leave. This is at like 11:30 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking her outside, doing her thing. We walk out. She's still like half asleep. So she's like always groggy when she walks outside. She doesn't really look around. She just knows that, okay, I'm going to shit and piss right now. And like, then I'm going to go back inside.
She's just like a human.
Yeah. So we walk out there. She starts doing her thing, starts pissing. And we're standing there. And all of a sudden, I hear a bark in the distance. I'm like, okay, somebody else has their dog out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I look up and I see like the cell phone flashlight pointing at the ground. And I was like, okay.
Dog shit here. I mean, that's what somebody was doing.
Probably. Sure. But like the spotlight was down on the ground. And then all of a sudden I see.
That dog won't go to the bathroom without proper lighting.
It needs to see where it's going. All of a sudden I see this little tiny black spot running across the parking lot. It's about the size of your iPad right there, all right? This tiny little black dog running across the drive, running across the parking lot, barking, right? This little tiny bark. And I look down at Nala, and I go, oh, no, Nala doesn't notice this dog yet. And literally did not notice it until...
She's still half asleep.
Still half asleep. Didn't even notice the dog was running towards us until it was probably 20 feet away. And that's when Nala finally, like, locked eyes with the situation, and I saw her, like, get rigid, like, get ready to attack. And the owner is running across the parking lot. No, no, come back, come back. The owner did not have it on its leash. It was 11:30 p.m. They thought, or she thought they were the only ones outside.
Mm.
I get it. Put your dog on a leash.
She learned her lesson.
The dog is running after us, and I watch it happen in slow motion, and my first thought is, oh no, I have to punt this little dog, or my dog's going to kill it, right? That was my first thought, was I have to kick this dog, to that way my dog does not eat this dog.
Yeah.
It's running after us, starts barking, gets to my feet. I'm holding this tiny little dog with one foot. I'm holding Nala in the other hand with my foot around Nala. Nala's barking, growling, like ready to eat this tiny little dog. And the owner comes up. She's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I was like, it's fine. It's fine. Just get your dog. Get your dog.
She had no idea the bad situation. Like, she has no nothing idea of how Nala is.
Well, no.
How bad
and
really
now
is.
Every day that I see her, she's got her dog on a leash.
That's good.
So she learned. But yeah, that was the story about how I almost had to kill a dog, or my dog was going to kill that dog. So,
has she gotten used to any of the dogs at all? Like, does she just go crazy any dog comes out now?
No, it's weird. Some dogs immediately, fine, doesn't care. Other dogs, attack mode. I don't know what the difference is.
Like, she just probably likes some of them and doesn't.
There's
like,
times where we'll sit on my back balcony back there, calm as fuck. A dog will literally walk right up underneath of us. And she will sit there. She won't stand up. She won't, like, try to peek through. She'll sit there. She'll look down at it. Won't do anything. And the dog will walk away, and she won't do anything. But then, like, there's other dogs where they will be, like, going on a walk around this curve here. And I'm standing in the grass with Nala as she shits herself. And she will instantly try to attack it.
Shits herself? I don't think that's the right way.
You know what I mean. She's shitting herself out there. She will instantly try to attack it. And I don't know if it's just some dogs.
She's got the nod. She's got the dog nod with some of the dogs.
I don't know. Nala, quit. Stop.
She's over here going crazy. But yeah, she does not get along well with dogs for the most part. And this is the most she's interacted with other dogs, being able to see dogs.
Yes, for sure.
She definitely fulfills the stereotypical, I hate the mailman. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hates the mailman. Hates the UPS guy.
Even from 100 yards away.
Hates the FedEx guy. Not a fan.
Oh, my gosh. Well, last podcast, I went kind of crazy just rambling. Like, it was our first podcast back, so it was kind of exciting. But there was definitely some things we wanted to cover. Very exciting news in the podcast world.
Of course.
Joe Rogan getting paid at least $100 million, if not, not the much
real
more.
Not the real number.
Yeah, and that's just a guesstimation. They try to act like they know exactly, but or maybe that leaked out or whatever, but it could be even as close as to $200 million, but we don't even know how many years, so there's no way to estimate. But yeah.
I was listening to The Fighter and the Kid, Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen. They were talking about how this deal just happened, and they said like $100 million, and Brendan and Brian were like, yeah, no, it's nowhere near $100 million. It's way more than you think. So I would imagine it's way more than $100 million for this deal. Makes you wonder.
Could it be, I wouldn't think $100 million a year, unless they have a, I mean, I wouldn't think they would do more than 5 years unless it's like, I mean, unless it's like a 5-year deal, and then it could be like $700 million or something.
I have no idea.
So who knows? Like, I mean, yeah, it's very interesting.
It's one of the biggest moves. It is probably the biggest move in podcast history, and it's probably we're probably never going to know the actual figure.
Yeah, it could leak at some point.
Now, like, get off the couch.
Who knows how high Joe Rogan gets sometime if somebody asked him? Like, it could.
It may slip out. It may slip out.
Slim chance of that, but it's very exciting. Big payday. And, yeah, podcasting can pay pretty well just in general too. Not like that's a crazy good deal, but even with as much as just 1,000 downloads, people can make okay money. But so we're working here, growing here. Very excited about that. We're both big Joe Rogan fans. Love his podcast. Comedy.
Let's keep talking about how we're working on it, but we're not actually doing anything. Yeah.
Well, we're trying to. Well, first thing, we got to get back to consistency. We took a big slap in the face to Corona.
Yeah.
This last couple months because
don't blame it on Corona. Don't.
Yeah. Dude. Don't. Okay. Well, then blame it on your job.
Don't blame it on Corona. Okay. It's not Corona's fault.
Well, then whose fault is it?
It's Corona's fault, but it's not Corona's fault.
What the fuck? You don't make any sense. But yeah, so very exciting, very good for people doing podcasts, and. I mean, we just changed platforms so we're able to easily track better what our stats are and everything. So we have a commercial we can do right now.
But nobody cares.
We're growing.
Nobody it's cares exciting. About, nobody
we're,
cares about stats.
We're here and we're here to stay and we will.
Yes, we're here. We're queer. We're ready to go.
We're not always be as consistent as we want, but we're working toward that. We're working toward that. And then hopefully we can get back. You know, hey, I feel good because we accomplished what we needed to this month. But yeah, shout out to Joe Rogan. Amazing comeback, not comeback. Amazing what he's doing. And you know what's funny too? I've got lost on YouTube a little bit with people. I was just so confused with people like saying like it's bad, like trying to point out reasons that it could be bad, and which made no sense. Like, you're not thinking like this is just all extra money for him. Like, like his views won't be as much going to Spotify. Yeah, probably not at first, but he's going to pull a lot of people over to Spotify.
He's already pulled me over.
And yeah, Tyler already switched over. And I mean, a good chunk of people are.
I canceled my Apple Music.
Oh, there you go. Save yourself some money and then you go to Spotify. And unless you want to pay for the membership, but you don't have to.
Like, I am. You are going to pay for the membership.
How much is that?
It's the same price as Apple Music.
Okay, and you don't have 10 bucks. Oh, that's not bad at all. And you don't have to pay for look at ads at all?
Nope. That $10, the premium.
That's awesome.
No ads. So I put all my, I deleted the podcasting app, the stock Apple podcasting app.
Mm-hmm.
I put all my podcasts on Spotify, put all my music on Spotify. Well, I'm building my Spotify playlist again with music. But yeah, I completely switched over.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, the people that are into stock, this is kind of interesting, after Spotify, this announcement came out, you know, he just did a small little announcement, I think it's like a 30-second clip that he has on YouTube, and stock went up the value of the company overall went up like a few billion dollars, which made the cost right there instantly worth what they spent for Joe Rogan, you know? I mean, it's a little different than being a stock and being hardcore cash, of course, but that just shows you the power of Joe Rogan, like, and how popular he is. He's been around for, 10 plus years doing the podcast and has amazing people on.
Mm-hmm.
He probably doesn't have to pay any of those people. Like, he might pay for some of the, like...
Travel expenses,
yeah. Like, and then when he's been doing the tests for COVID 19. He's been testing people just to.
Who was it that he just had somebody on? Who was it? He just had somebody on. I don't think it was Kevin Hart. There was somebody he just had on, and they said they were talking about how Joe was testing people before they came on. And he's like, "Yeah, but he's like, you didn't even test me." And Joe was like, "Yeah, I fucked up on that one. Whatever, you know." So like he forgot to test somebody. I can't remember who it was though.
I think that was one of his buddies. Like I think it could have been. Yeah,
I thought that was funny though.
But it's funny because so if anything, people would pay money to come on the show. But I doubt he does that. I doubt he charges people because he's getting so much money advertising and stuff like that.
He's not charging anybody, dude.
Like, I mean, but that's how much of like say Tom Green. Tom Green's been somewhat off the market like for quite a bit of time. I've always enjoyed him. My brother and I saw him stand up in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
the really popular comedy Zanies, which I learned about from Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan mentioned that he loved Zanies.
Yeah.
And we went and saw Tom Green, which I grew up with Tom Green show in the 90s, was a big fan. He's goofy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And dude, his stand-up show was amazing. One of the best stand-up shows I've seen. And that was super entertaining. But then, so he posted him and Joe Rogan online. I don't know if you knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
But so Tom Green posted Joe Rogan coming on his podcast that he had at home. And it was kind of before podcasts in a way. And like it kind of set the tone for the whole thing. And but Joe Rogan got excited about seeing that picture. And he had him on the show like within several days after mm-hmm. that posting of that went viral with Tom Green. And like I'm kind of curious like how that's affected Tom Green. I mean, that's huge. Like he can make stars. In fact, he's made stars mm-hmm. just because of how much reach. I mean, there's plenty of people that I've gotten interested in just be coming on Joe Rogan's podcast. You know, you mm-hmm. always first thing, you know, do when somebody you don't know comes on the podcast.
Who is this guy?
You Google it. And it's interesting because they're not all A-lister people. He has a number of A-lister people on. For sure, but I guess it's a smaller percentage, but he's got people from all walks of life, all different interests and occupations, a lot of interesting stories to tell, people with interesting stories to tell, and then people that have been through very interesting things. That's that.
The nice thing about his podcast is, like, anybody that he has on, he doesn't have them on for a specific agenda. He literally invites them because he enjoys conversations with these people.
He enjoys conversation and he doesn't have to agree with what they say.
Correct. Or he wants to meet this specific person. He likes what this person is putting out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
He saw a funny video or a cool video with this guy. You know, 3 weeks later, he's got him on the podcast. You know, he's interested in his life. And I think that's not a lot of people can say that they do that on their own podcast. A lot of people will like bring people on to enhance their status quo in the podcast world, right?
Right.
Like Joe.
A lot of people that he'll completely disagree with a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's well heated, but heads on straight discussions mm-hmm. that have gotten a little intense at times, but have always stayed calm and collective and not rude in any way. Like
it's a good example of we can really have conversations with anybody. We don't always have to be mad. We don't always have to be in disagreement with somebody and spite them and never talk to them again. Like it's living proof that you can disagree with somebody and still have mm-hmm. civil conversations and still end the podcast on a good note every single time.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's good for all creators is hopefully Spotify is going through with this and making something that rivals YouTube, and that's what it's leaning toward. I mean,
he will have videos.
He will have videos, and there should be hopefully easy ways for other creators to upload their videos mm-hmm. and get sponsors and, you know, get AdSense just like Google does, because the huge issue is the freaking censorship of that's going on with Google and YouTube. And they're literally pulling people off. And because they're the only ones, too, they censor people. They'll kick people off. They'll make it. A lot of times they'll blacklist them where they don't even know they're blacklisted at times. Mm-hmm. And okay, so you say you go watch a video and another video of theirs is usually recommended. They won't recommend their videos, even though like you just watched a video. They'll blacklist them like that just because it's stuff they don't agree with or something. Or a lot of things on the right side get blacklisted, and the left thing has free range. If you might come after someone and like nitpick at them, and you could even do it to an extent where there's definitely not freedom of speech. So the big thing is like having another company come along and rival this one, because they're taking full advantage of censoring whoever they want to censor. And Joe Rogan to an extent has had an issue with that, and he's had things be demonetized, and that's part of the reason that kind of he likes the idea of just going to Spotify too. Mm-hmm. In fact, I got that information from there was a podcaster that posts on YouTube, and he had just talked to Joe Rogan, and he kind of broke down what he could say, whatever, and stuff, and how it's not the main reason, but it definitely,
it's a big reason.
It is part of the reason, mm-hmm. him going over there. So it's be exciting to see what happens. It'll be exciting to see what his viewers are like, you know, now that he's on iTunes. I mean, what percentage were coming from iTunes, what percentage were coming from SoundCloud, what percentage were coming from all the other apps. That'll be interesting. But, you know, I mean, there's a good amount of people that use Spotify. And before we were on Spotify, we had people constantly asking, are you on Spotify?
That's the thing. Do you think more people use Spotify than Apple Music?
It's probably heading that way, and it might not be that way yet.
I always wondered.
I mean, Apple Music, I would say not as much, just because there's not like a free version of that. That's
a good point.
Podcasts are free, so I mean,
the podcasting app.
Podcasting app is super popular. I mean, that's where half our viewers are coming from right now.
Yeah,
but hey. Spotify will gladly take a couple million, you know?
Yeah, right.
to just be on Spotify.
Only a couple million.
I'll take a couple million each, man.
Okay, so if you were on the Joe Rogan Experience, the JRE.
Dude, it changed my life.
Okay, hold up. Easy killer.
It would.
Killer. You would have to, obviously, have good content. Good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you had like 30 seconds on the JRE, think about how many people you're going to reach. What would you say?
I definitely would. I like when some of the guys have questions for him, like engage him mm-hmm. and ask him questions. Not as many people. He's usually, for the most part,
he's the interviewer
asking the questions, and he is quick to answer questions too. Like, I think he likes to be the facilitator because he likes to, you know, like, he only has that person for a set amount of time. A lot of times they're there just for an hour.
And if you're listening, you know who Joe Rogan is and you know about his life.
Right. But it's nice when they get his opinions too on things. But, man, I think, something that which I think I need to get better at talking about and would be important for me to talk about is my anxiety, my dealing with bipolar, since like, what was the first time it happened back in 2000, whenever I came and think 2007 or whatever, dealing with that and the anxiety and stuff like that, stuff that's become very much relatable, but people hate to talk about. But it's become more and more easy for people to talk about, but I think that would be important. In fact, we've got a number of good comments about that. I think you had somebody say something to you about me talking about anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. I just can't remember.
I think it was somebody from your work or something.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And that would be important. Might be interesting to talk about me being a psych ward. I've been in a psych ward a few times. That's something I really haven't.
He would be interested in that.
Yeah, and which it's just, but then too, though, it's hard to talk about, too. And so that's a big part of why I've never got into that too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about life experiences, I love to talk about finances. I mean, I definitely, the day and age that we live in, then going to junior high and high school, there was hardly any financial. I remember having one class that lasted for a day talking about finances, or there was like two classes. And so I don't know what kind of experience you had, if you had a class or something, a whole class, but there was only a couple dedicated days, probably I'd say three at the most, dedicated to finance from the time I was in fifth grade when I went to public school till I graduated from high school. There was definitely no, I would have loved to be able to take some kind of finance class like when I was in high school. That would have been amazing. And basically everything I've just learned from just being in the streets.
Sure, right. You know? Because you grew up in the streets.
That's not what I'm meaning.
I didn't have a finance class till I was in college.
Well, see, I didn't even take one in college at all. I didn't even think about taking one, really.
I had two different finance classes, like 101 and 102.
Man, people I went to school didn't understand what credit cards were. They thought they could just use them and didn't understand how they had to pay them back.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And how, I mean, it's an epidemic. It's a big epidemic. You can just look at our lives, how many people are in thousands of credit card debt. Mm-hmm. And then those who are also living paycheck to paycheck, which is a huge issue.
Do you think like, man, I couldn't like imagine getting in so much credit card debt, like not being able to pull myself out of it. I couldn't imagine what that feeling feels
like. It's definitely happened to me, but
you pulled yourself out.
I wiggled my way out of it, you know, but like there's those people that let them completely,
I don't understand how you could do that to yourself. You think it's just a self-destructive personality?
Well, it's just easy money to spend, too. It feels like it's just a bank account.
But you know that you have to pay it back. You know that you're going to go in debt. But
when you're able to, it's because the way it works, all you have to do is pay this amount each month. All I have to do is pay that minimum amount.
But people know that's not how it works. Maybe I'm giving the people too much credit.
You're giving people way too much credit.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. There's more idiots in the world then.
Yeah, and they're idiots people. Because they weren't taught properly. They weren't taught these lessons. They weren't taught how finances work, how to balance a checkbook, how to budget wisely.
I was taught how to balance a checkbook. 3 months worth of,
if you can have, yeah, I mean, that was one of the days that, like, we learned how to balance a checkbook. There's nothing to it. I mean, just simple. Add and subtracting.
That's crazy.
It's more adding than
crazy. We spent days on that in high school, and I don't have a checkbook. I will never use a checkbook.
Yeah, what I can't believe is the majority of people that don't even check their checking account and just make sure everything's going through property. There's thousands of people getting scammed just because they don't check all their payments and make sure everything is legit. I love looking through that too.
How often do you check yours?
Every day. Every day.
Once or twice?
I love.
Multiple times?
Multiple times a day.
Can you count it?
But on? I like numbers.
I know, that's numbers, fair. So. Okay, so are we talking like more than 5 times a day you're checking your accounts?
Probably at least 3 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely like do a good job making nobody slipping.
I'm on the same boat. I check my accounts like a handful of times a day. Every day.
So people out there that are listening, spend your money wisely. You know, live within your means. Don't spend more than you make. That's what it means to live within your means. You should spend less than what you're making.
Yes.
Because that's when it turns into credit card debt. And if you can stay away, if credit cards are an issue for you, do not use them.
But they're so easy, Seth.
Yes, exactly.
Seth, you're telling me I could take this plastic card and get whatever I want?
It's still a struggle for me. Still a struggle for me, yeah. Yeah, because it's just so easy to do.
Not me, dude. It is not.
That's good. That's good. You're literally in the minority.
I know. I'm aware. I am not that way, dude.
And then, I mean, a lot of people don't think about putting their money into savings, trying to find a good savings account. I mean, I've done my work. I get close to 2% interest on my savings, which is very good. Very, very good. I think it's at like 175 right now, but still very good interest. especially when like the highest interest advertised for the most part is like not even like 0.5%. A lot of these banks. But and then two, saving up money for rainy day. You know, I mean, there's just it's ridiculous how many people were instantly couldn't pay their rent in my circumstances, too. And just across the board, people in general mm-hmm. struggled to instantly pay their rent because they lost their job, had no like they were waiting on that next paycheck. And then those paychecks stopped coming because they lost their job.
Right.
So, yeah. That's enough.
I mean, for me. All we got to say is COVID.
COVID. Fuck COVID. And then, but, COVID. You know, be smart with your money. Hopefully a lot of people have already got their jobs back. We're starting to open up, which is good.
Do you think it'd be good at teaching like a finance class?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely think I'd like to have some curriculum as I do it, but I definitely like, yeah, I definitely would enjoy that. I would enjy something like that. I love to... In part, like tell people, you probably caught me doing it or even recommending something to you. I've definitely recommended a savings account. You mm-hmm. told me you had some money in an account before. And what we've talked about before, you won that $8,000 for the longest time. You just had it sitting there mm-hmm. and not in the best savings account because it didn't have a very high interest rate, but really good to move that into something with a higher interest rate. That's smart to do.
Yeah.
And especially like I took full advantage of the stock market, not full advantage because I'm not big on putting a high percentage of the money I have in my savings into stocks. I don't trust it per se, but I did drop I dropped an okay amount of money when it dipped really low mm-hmm. and I've seen my returns like
that's good.
Already big time because it went down to like a third of the price of a lot of the stocks. And I mean, you know, that's really rock bottom.
Any smart person knows. It's going to bounce back.
Right. When it goes down, it's going to go back up. And this is only a temporary thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're being cautioned and stuff. And people can argue about it, but probably about it all day. But I definitely feel like we were closed more than we should have. I don't think we understand it per se. That's part of the reason. But hopefully we've learned a lot. And this has definitely been something that we've never been through.
Mm-hmm.
Something our parents have never been through.
Correct.
Something that our grandparents have never been through. It's insane. Like, this is it. Like, and for me, you know, being in real estate, it was like, wow, this is the worst it probably will get for me. I'm hoping that.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance of that, too. And to take that hit with the number of my renters not being able to pay rent. And luckily, you know, it was probably 30%, around 30% of my renters were behind on rent right away.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, you know, especially with the percentage of people that struggle to pay. But a lot of people were able to keep their jobs, which is good.
That's good.
We have a.
You don't really know what essential work means anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place with essential. There's this YouTuber like out in California, man. They're just still shutting down people, even if they're being careful. It's ridiculous.
Still got the whole whistleblower thing into effect.
Gosh. There is a there's a guy that has a gym and he does YouTube videos and he does videos with some other guys too. He does what are the guys called? I was about to say it was on the tip of my tongue and then I messed it up when it was coming. Milk Boys. The Milk Boys are from Canada. Milk. They're big into pranking. They're one of the biggest non-faking pranksters out there.
Okay.
Very well. Been real arrested pranks. Many times.
Real pranks.
Legit pranks. And they just got arrested in the last couple weeks ago. But so anyways, he's friends with them. And he was doing a video of opening back up. They're checking people's temperatures. They're standing 6 feet away from each other, checking people's temperatures. And then what else were they doing? Yeah, they were only allowing so many people in at a time. Mm. And there's still some asshole comes in there and shuts them down. And I guess they were still a bit open. I mean, like, they might get a ticket or something. But, like, it's insane. Like, it's getting to a little, even if you're
being... A little excessive.
A little excessive. And you know what? I might think differently if somebody in my family or somebody close to me died from corona.
Sure.
I might think differently.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, people that are... Old and morbidly obese. Or heavyweight people, since I can't say
there you go. That works.
Obese. a lot of people with conditions. I mean, and then too, there's all this information coming out where they're I guess the government's giving hospitals money for saying that their people are dying from COVID when they're not dying from COVID, mm-hmm. which is so sketchy. And it might sound like it's a conspiracy, but there's people posting all over social media that they were saying this has happened to them. Their grandma dies from cancer, and they died from COVID on their death certificate. This is so fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, so I don't. Who knows? That's probably one of the things they'll just sweep under the rug.
That's out of our pay grade, though.
That's
something.
Our mind has been erased.
Something we just can't comment on because we don't know.
Been a black storm in the door, and our mind has been erased. This podcast never happened.
Never happened. We're gonna get yanked off of everything. Unless, the only way that we would get yanked off of everything is if Daniel censors us. Daniel. That would be the only way.
Shout out to it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday,
bro.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
You should send him a
I didn't know. Back. How old is he now?
Me and him would like to say, I can't say how old he is, but I say, so we'd like to say he's 25 and I'm 28.
Nope, I need to know his real age.
He is... Wait, I'm going to be 38 this summer, so he's 35. Turned 35.
Daniel.
Dude doesn't look an age over 23.
He looks very young. Daniel, happy belated birthday. Miss you. Look forward to having you on the podcast.
Yeah, like we usually do.
And I know you're not listening, so this doesn't make any sense.
He'll listen every once in a while, so I don't know if he's listened a while, but hopefully we'll get our listeners back. We haven't been very consistent, so I definitely think that hurts us. But guys, we're back. Mm-hmm. We're fresh than ever.
Nala, what is she doing right now?
I don't know. I don't know. She's getting stir crazy.
Come here. She is getting a little stir crazy. Come here.
Yeah.
So last episode, you had all these quote unquote notes that you were going to go over.
Well, yeah, I mentioned a couple of them. You know, one
other thing. And then you never talked about anything. You just blabbered the whole time. So
I did. I blabbered. One other thing I want to say is, I'm so sick and tired of
come here.
TikTok dances.
Okay. But you do TikTok dances.
Okay. No, I don't do TikTok
dances.
You
have done TikTok.
I have not done any TikTok dances. I promise you I haven't done any TikTok dances.
Okay.
Or maybe just joking around, but I haven't recorded any on my TikTok, which I'm not going
to. So what about TikToks here? I need to grab a drink of water.
TikTok dances get so fucking old. Like, I swear, to an extent, they're all the same. Like, there's only so much you can do, like, in a two-dimensional area in front of a cell phone. And I'm literally, like, it looks like the same five moves that end up in all these TikToks.
But you watch it.
I'll usually just scan. I watch them less and less. I mean, if I see one, I'll just scan past it usually.
Now, is that all TikTok is right now?
No. There's a lot of good comedy. A lot of the Viners are on there now.
Okay.
And then you got a lot of very good comedy. But the whole, I feel like that is what could kill it. I mean, a lot of the kids, though, I say that. Gosh, Nala, don't lick your butthole right in front of me.
Nala, stop.
She's over here grabbing. Anyways, we just, if that was visual, we just got our MA rating. this was a video, if this was a video podcast. But yeah, so I'm so sick and tired of
I'm here.
Of the dances. Because like they're two-dimensional. They're just right in front of the camera. And there's only so many moves you can do. Like, I like regular dances.
What's regular dances? Three-dimensional,
like far away, like a video. All these dances where they're like basically right in front of the camera and they're doing these moves and they're so old. Like, I've seen all the moves that they can do at this point. Like, it's not entertaining anymore.
Okay, so change it.
No, I just go to other things. Yeah, that's what I do. But do you watch much? Or you don't even have TikTok downloaded, right?
Do not even have a TikTok, sir.
Don't even have a TikTok. Well, you don't have to have a TikTok. I mean,
I do. Nope.
But, yeah.
I get sent TikToks all
for
the time.
For the longest time, I didn't have TikTok, and then I got it. And I have a few. I mean, one of the biggest reason I do enjoy some of TikTok is David Dobrik's on there.
Oh, does he make videos?
And he does some TikToks. And from what I've heard, like, he got paid by TikTok to go on there and start doing videos.
Okay.
From what I understand. But, yeah. I am excited to for him to come back to YouTube for sure. I gotta send that. Logan Paul gave the best shout out to David Dobrik, asking him to come back in one of his most recent. I'll have to play that video for you before I leave. But
I'm come back.
Ready for life to get back to normal and more. I mean, we talked about going out to eat this last weekend when we were mattress shopping, which is in the last podcast. Mm-hmm. The insanity of that.
Yep.
Plenty of people out, so restaurants are open.
We were couch shopping.
What did I say? I said something. Mattress shopping. Couch. Which Tyler has this pretty couch.
It's great, right?
Oh, who helped you with your, did you get Sierra to help you?
Yeah, Sierra helped me.
Oh, I bet she cussed the whole time.
No, it wasn't that bad. The only issue was getting it around this weird corner. After
oh
that,
my gosh. How long did you have to argue with her before she decided she would help you with that couch?
She did it right away.
Okay, well, that's nice. What a nice sister.
She was nice.
That's nice. But yeah, so I don't know what I was going to say. I can't remember.
Nobody knows what you were going to say.
My brain stopped working, which isn't the first time.
It's going to be weird when things...
Yeah, getting life back to normal.
Eventually get back to normal. Because Brendan Schaub was talking about he is doing a show in Houston this weekend. Like, and it's going to be like one of the first, there's nobody else right now that's touring and doing stand-up comedy. He's going to have like one of the first shows. And right now he said it was at like 75% seating capacity. And Brian's going to go with him. But like throughout this entire thing, Brendan was not a believer in like the entire thing. Like he realized that, yeah, people dying, it's terrible. But like, this is a major overreaction. We don't need to be wearing masks. Like, he was that type of person. And now he's getting ready to go on the road for the first time. And he's like, I know I've been hardcore, but I'm a little nervous. A little nervous to be around a bunch of people, just to be back to normal life. Like, it's going to be weird. And, like, who was it? Okay, yeah, so he was talking about how he just got a photo from, I think it was Rogan. Rogan was somewhere. Not in California, and he was out to eat. He went out to eat at a restaurant, and it was normal. No masks, like, no restrictions or anything like that. And he was like, yeah, this is weird as shit. Like, it's... We haven't been around other people for 3 months, and, like, you've been training yourself to social distance. So, like, when you get within that 6 feet bubble now, things are a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're... I have to get the DMV here at some point because I have to get my license plate, my first Ohio license plate for my vehicle.
Welcome.
I don't know if I bought a new vehicle a couple months ago. I got a transmission fluid leak and...
You needed a new vehicle.
I need a new vehicle anyways. And I mean, plus I want to do some Ubering and I need something with better gas mileage. Is
you
nice.
Got it. You said, so. Now, okay, so last, before we even started the podcast... You said you have to wear a mask now when you...
I do. So if I want to... Which made me not feel like... Because I don't have a mask. I have to go buy one if I do any Ubering right now. Which is so funny. I think I may have mentioned this last podcast. Is like, for the first 2 months, there was no message at all about us having to wear masks. And now all of a sudden, you have to wear masks.
It's a little
and
late.
And they even make you take a picture of it or whatever to make sure that you're wearing a mask. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, what can you do?
Just wear a mask. That's what you can do.
I guess if I want to do some Ubering, but I haven't felt like doing it since the whole quarantine thing started.
I know you haven't.
I was
done
definitely
anything.
For the longest time utilizing Uber Eats, not working for them. I was getting Uber Eats brought to my house way too much, but I very much got burnt out of that after a month.
I would say Uber Eats probably thrived the most during this lockdown.
Supposedly, but there was a lot of times there wasn't enough drivers, really. And then, I think there was plenty of people just cooking at home. But, yeah, they definitely probably thrived to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do we know?
But what do we know?
We're just two dumb people.
Two dumb people. Well, speak yourself, dumbass.
Dude, my hair.
And that's the whole kit and boodle. It's time for Tyler to get a haircut. We're going to wrap the podcast up.
So
and
long.
I am going to cut Tyler's hair.
Isn't it great, though?
No. It looks... You look like a reject Jesus.
What?
Jesus, please forgive me for saying that, but he knows. Jesus knows what I'm saying. You look like a rat. You look. I mean, you're like one step away from being a cokehead. Like,
whoa, dude. Whoa. Those are.
If your beard gets out of control at all, you are officially sketchy, and children and parents will grab their children and run the other way when they see you.
Maybe. I like my look.
When people freak out when they see you, it's not because you're wearing a mask. It's because they might think they might get stuck with a syringe if they walk past you.
You wouldn't even notice. You wouldn't even notice me short hair at this point.
Tyler's hair is super long now, and it's out of control. We were at Nana Poopa's this weekend, and he was walking the other way, and I yell, "Oh my gosh, look at that horse!" I was like, "Oh wait, that's Tyler's hair." Did all you right, hear me say that?
Yeah, no, I heard you. I definitely heard you.
Oh, now you look like a samurai.
Uh huh.
Have you been staying up to date with Rick and Morty?
I haven't watched new episodes.
I guess I need to share my YouTube with you.
You know there's a new show by the creators of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I watched the first episode.
I watched the first episode, too.
It was funny.
It's similar.
It's like, similar in a way, and it's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I thought.
I love that the aliens have them all miniature versions of a bunch of them.
Yes.
Basically a bunch of people that have caused them trouble. Oh, yeah. I got to watch another one. That reminds me. I'm going to have to watch that tonight. But there's a... We'll wrap up the podcast by recommending a couple of shows.
Okay.
If you haven't seen on Netflix, there's a movie that's called Snowblazer. That's wrong.
Snowblazer?
I don't know. Do you have any show to recommend?
Well, right now I am rewatching Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay, which I've never seen. I need to watch that.
Watched it as a kid.
Which they are Snowpiercer is what it's called. There's a movie called Snowpiercer that's amazing, and it's on YouTube. Now they're doing. In fact, I think it has the main actor for that is Captain America.
Chris Evans.
I'm pretty sure he does the main character in that. But now, based on that, they're doing Snowpiercer TV series. And it's on, I think, TNT or TBS, or I think both, maybe. But it's called TNT. But then it's supposed to be on Netflix, too, so I'm not sure if that's going to just come out. Yeah, it's TNT, and there's two episodes on. It airs every Sunday, I believe. And I watched the first episode, very good.
Okay.
Has a different, I mean, since this is a series, it's long format and I'll give you the basic synopsis. It's like in the future, the world is covered in snow. They're in this train that has to keep moving so they can keep everything warm and live and survive. And they're literally have this train tracks that go all the way around the world and they're self-sufficient. And the movie, there's a bunch of people that basically just, the lower class on the back of the train and they fight their way forward is the story in the first one. And this is a little different, but if you want to go check it out. The first two episodes are available now on demand, but through TNT, you can just search them. I've been using YouTube TV, which I freaking love. I'm able to just split the cost of that with my friend, and we can have that in different directions.
That's good.
Compared to Hulu, what is Hulu and the other one? I think Sling lets you, but you have to have it on the Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah. Sling you can have on multiple.
Sling you can, like YouTube TV, but Hulu TV and... Yep. What's the other one? PlayStation. PlayStation View. They make you use the same Wi-Fi.
Same Wi-Fi.
Because they're assholes.
But I tell you what, though. I think PlayStation View had... Because I did a trial for View. I think that had, like, the best interface. Was, like, the easiest to use. And, like, overall for me...
You didn't ever try the YouTube TV one, did you?
I never tried the YouTube TV.
Yeah, you have to experience that. I'll pull it up on the TV because there's some shows I want you to watch anyways. Like, that's how I watched the NBA of the Jordan special, Last Dance, okay, which everybody was raving about. But so there's a number of shows, and I can't think of any other shows. I am a big. David Spade fan, super funny, probably the funniest guy that goes on any talk show or anything, super funny. His show got canceled on Comedy Central, but he did have a Netflix movie that just hit a couple weeks ago, and it's called The Wrong Missy. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I literally am so bad. I'm so bad with remembering names.
Memory's very good right now for whatever reason.
That yours is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, compared to mine, yours is always much better. Like, I'm just bad with names, remembering things. But then there's this weird thing where I've probably talked about this before in the podcast. I have this weird gift of remembering, identifying people's voices.
Yeah, it's weird.
I can hear their voice and recognize who they're in. Of course, there's a good chance I'm not going to remember their name.
Sure.
I can say something they've been in. Or
they were in this, the guy in this. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've done that so many times. And I've definitely impressed some of my friends. Like what? But, yeah. So, guys, if you're still quarantined, well, hold especially up. If
I
you're
got,
in California.
I got stuff.
You going to share? You going to share the group?
Oh, have Alex. You seen... actually, no, you did see it. You went and saw it with Sierra. Detective Pikachu?
Yes, I saw that.
What did you think of that movie?
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was phenomenal. I watched it on Hulu.
I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
Yes.
I mean, he makes anything.
Watched it on Hulu. Didn't know what to expect. Like, I knew it was a Pokemon movie. I didn't know it was going to go, like, down the avenues that it did. And then, like, I thought the ending was great. It's got a nice little twist in it. Like, thought it was a great movie. So, highly recommend Detective Pikachu. It's on Hulu if you've not seen that.
Speaking of that, I want to see Sonic. And I was just like, I didn't want to rent it by myself. And I was
Jim Carrey?
See when, yeah.
Yeah.
And Daniel saw in theaters before the corona hit. And he said it was really good. And he's a very, very harsh critic. And we grew up with Sonic.
Who was it? Somebody.
But that's the one that they botched the look of him for the first trailer so bad.
They had to change him.
And they were so smart. And they went back and listened to everybody. Yeah. And they fixed it all. And they delayed it by like 6 months, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. People were upset with the way
he looked. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
It did not look like Sonic at all.
It was not good.
It looked like some freaking hybrid between like some toddler.
A weird human hedgehog. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was not good.
Not that Sonic isn't weird looking anyways, but we want him to look like the weirdness we love, you know?
Correct. Which you want him to look like the actual Sonic.
It doesn't look weird
Sonic.
Anymore. It looks right, you know, at this point.
Another good TV show that you should watch if you haven't. Clone Wars.
Okay, yeah, you've been watching that on...
I finished... it was on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
I finished it. The final episode of the series came out on May 4th. So May the 4th. It came out on Star Wars Day.
Okay.
May the 4th be with you. That was when the last episode aired.
So did the special for Mandalorian.
That aired on the same
which
day.
Which I really didn't get into that. It's just based on a round... if you like the whole round table, kind of like a podcast... Mm-hmm. A round table of them talking about the stuff, you'd probably like it. But I was hoping like shots behind the scenes, like really in depth, like showing all the practical effects and everything mm-hmm. I love the practical effect stuff.
Yeah.
And there's stuff that they use for only a few seconds that they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on. And they are so amazing, like different puppets and stuff like that. Like they could just do a show on that. I would easily watch that. Mm-hmm. Like I love all the puppets and all that kind of stuff. Like, the practical effect stuff.
You would, if you enjoy like good writing, good storytelling, you will thoroughly enjoy the Clone Wars. I don't know how much you've watched of it.
And if you haven't watched Mandalorian, there's another reason to have Disney Plus. And man, just rent it for, you just get it for 1 month. As soon as you get it, cancel it right away. And you have it for 30 days. That's what I do. If I don't want it more than 1 month, I will cancel it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian is freaking amazing. Can't wait to watch that. And that will be in the fall.
I will be honest. Clone Wars, it's better than Mandalorian.
You think Clone Wars?
I think so.
Well, I think you have a different perspective because you've been watching that for a while and you're super into it. Like, I've
It's a different story.
That's pretty bold of you.
It's a different story. It's a different timeline.
Wow.
It's going to cross over a little bit because actually...
So you must prefer, like, cartoons compared to live action then.
Not true. Dude, okay, you have to understand...
Cute little kid.
You have to understand what the Clone Wars was able to accomplish, like the television show as a whole. It literally accomplished the entire Clone Wars in between episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it told more story than anything else.
It's overall, like, the best Star Wars storytelling that's ever been produced.
I've definitely been bummed that they haven't incorporated more of the characters, or any of the characters, really, into the, you know...
The canon, like the...
Mm-hmm.
Well,
which they did finally brought back. What's his name with the double horns? What's all the red guy with all the horns? They brought him back. Half his body or whatever was cut off in episode one.
Oh, you're thinking of Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, yeah.
Darth Maul never left.
Right,
like he was always still alive.
He's been in there. That's where they first brought him back. And then
then
they pulled him into the end of
Solo.
Yeah.
Darth Maul never died. He was always alive. Yeah. And you do learn a lot about Darth Maul's story in the Clone Wars. You learn about Darth Maul in the Rebels as well, which is what I'm watching right now. But, dude, I'm telling you, the Padawan of Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, she's going to be in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Really?
So, yes.
It's already. Where did you hear that?
She's already been cast. It's already part of season 2. She's going to be in it. Ahsoka Tano.
The blue chick.
She's
right?
not or blue. She's orange.
She's
and
the
blue.
Main. Okay, but she's the main character. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
She's going to be in The Mandalorian, so it's going to
really.
It's going to cross over a little bit. We're going to learn.
Do you know who's playing her?
Yeah. She just got cast. I can't remember who it was.
That's amazing.
Let me look it up. But yeah, she's going to be in it.
Mandalorian can do no wrong. It's been so amazing. If you haven't watched that, definitely watch that. I've said that twice now during this podcast. Second season, I think, comes out late fall. Is it?
I can't remember when.
If it's out yet, but hopefully it wasn't good. Man, I since I have the YouTube TV, which is basically cable with all the local channels too, I got caught up on Walking Dead. And it is such a bummer because... still waiting on the final episode because they had to stop production where I think it's just all editing stuff they need to do, but they got shut down because of fucking Corona. And so like there's like they need to do like the last episode. I think there's one episode. So they got 15. They're supposed to do the finale and wrap everything up for the season. But they're already and they did so well coming back. They with this show, like a lot of people dropped off. There's so many people. I don't know if you watched at the beginning, if you're one of the people that watched the
beginning. Nah.
But man, I'd be interesting to see what you thought starting from the beginning and see what you think of it. Because it is an amazing show.
Mandalorian season two, October 2020. So this fall.
Yeah. Well, what's the date again? I'm sorry.
Mandalorian season two?
Yeah.
October.
October
2020.
Okay. 2020. So
this year.
So we got October 25th, you said?
Nope. It just says
October.
October 2020. Like this October year, October. I can't explain that any more specifically. The girl playing Ahsoka Tano is Rosario Dawson.
Oh, yeah. She's
you know what I'm talking about?
Big actress. I can't think
is
of
is that how you say
I,
her name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks like her.
A little bit, right? You get that makeup on
she's,
her?
She's a little bit older than I would think for the part, but no, she's probably older now in the Mandalorian.
So this at this time period, yes, Ahsoka Tano is going to be older.
Dude, that's going to be great.
Right?
That's a great casting.
I agree. Very good. I'm excited for that one.
I love when they can find somebody that looks like the person and is a big actress mm-hmm. like that. Like, that's amazing to do. I mean, unlike Superman Returns, they picked somebody that looked just like him, which he's an okay actor, But I just didn't. Well, the storyline for that just sucked. Superman Returns. Do you remember that?
I didn't. I never got through the whole thing.
Yeah,
whole thing.
It's that horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah. So guys, there are some little things you can watch here and there. Yeah, I'm hoping they come out with a season finale of a season 10, or is it season 11? I think it's season 10. But they are greenlit next season, and they have a character coming back too. But so a lot of people just got kind of burnt out on it, and I did too. I was getting burnt on it, and then
The
I
Walking
just
Dead
up.
You're talking about, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then a couple of seasons ago, they went 5 years into the future, and it was amazing because one of the little kids became bigger, and she, like she's a badass little zombie killer, but still like only like 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've done really well with it, like for it to go as long as it has. You know, and it's hard to keep going. You know, one of the big reasons it's probably been able to go as long as it has is because there's a whole series of comics for them to follow and go off of. And of course, they spin their own thing and do their own thing a lot of times. And Daryl's character is not even in the story. That's somebody they created who's the most loved character of all time on the show. But he's the one with the bow and arrow. I guess you might not know who that is.
I know who you're talking about, though.
But, yeah. But, yeah, so freaking Corona fucked that up. But I'm hoping to finish it up. And it's a great show. But excited to see what... it's funny, all these things we're talking about, none of them are, like, regular cable shows. Like, other, well, AMC is cable. But none of them are, like, ABC, NBC... Fox, one of the main.
Nobody watches that shit anymore, dude.
Yeah, I there's a few shows that I really like. I still watch Grey's Anatomy. I love Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like SWAT. There's a number of good shows, but I just like there's nothing that super jumps out at me like other than Grey's Anatomy that I watch. Like I'll check out some of them and see if they're any good, and then you know, eh.
There's the thing, but, like you're never gonna find a show like The Witcher. On ABC.
Yeah.
You know?
I do love sitcoms, and Modern Family, amazing. Amazing writing. Comedy is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So hilarious. And it's that whole Office thing, where like it's a documentary in a way, you know, you follow the family. Oh, just amazing writing, and just the cast. I was like, they should have went for another season. So really, there's some holes. I mean, I say like there wasn't, but then you had a there's holes to fill. That there's a hole for that to fill, which maybe they possibly might do a spinoff, which would be kind of cool for that. But then also, I was a big fan of Bang Theory, which some people fell off of that too. Mm-hmm. But and it could have gone for another season, but the main guy was like just ready. I mean, he had other things going on and stuff. But
that went on for a while.
It went on. That was close to 10 seasons there too. That was on CBS. Big Bang Theory. Amazing acting. But yeah, so then I've been keeping an eye on sports stuff, which they're trying to bring back. A lot of it's going to be no fans in the crowd. It's
limited,
fucking crazy,
limited.
Man. Well, hopefully they'll have that, but I mean they're already doing UFC no fans, and
well,
which Saturday
it's inside.
If you're game for Saturday, there's a UFC fight on ESPN, and I have ESPN, so I can pull that up.
I'll let you know.
See, yeah. But guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
If you made it this far, you're a true champion.
Yeah, you're a true champion. Hopefully got some inspirations for some new shows.
And if not, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you can do that too. Wow, that was pretty straightforward, Tyler.
Seth, where can we find you?
Guys, follow us on Unscripted Banter on Instagram. Seth Ohms on Twitter. And hit us up and message us. If you're not subscribed on whatever platform you listen to us on, please do. And we really appreciate you guys listening and hanging in there with us. And we promise to be back more consistently, and looking forward to many more podcasts to come.
I agree. You can find me TLens5 on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a comment. Send Seth something stupid at unscriptedbanter on Instagram. He will reply.
I do. I don't have a life.
He loves replying. even if it's dumb, he'll still reply to you. Don't worry. Put your name out there. You never know what's going to happen. Seth, what are What do you want to leave our listeners with this weekend?
Guys, we survived this corona apocalypse. You know, bring on the fucking zombies. We're ready.
Okay, that's fair.
Give us a break. Like 2 to 5 years.
Give us until October, and then you can bring on the zombies. Just let us rest a little bit. I'm fine with that. Zombies 2020. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.